This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up, Craig Sawyer. Inside the military police squads going after pedophile rings. It's all coming up. You wonder why there's not coverage of it? You're about to find out.
Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns.
Let's go to this John Baum report. We'll be back after the break.
The Senate Intelligence Committee heard testimony this week on the Russian interference in the elections, focusing in hard on the Russian cyberware capabilities.
The circle of deciders is limited to a handful of Putin associates with similar worldviews. They have considerable resources at their disposal, especially since most of their tools are quite cheap. A handful of cyber criminals cost a lot less than an armored brigade, but can do a lot of damage.
The elephant in the room, however, was WikiLeaks' revelation that the CIA have unrestrained cyberware resources to act just as the Russians did to benefit the deep state. The Daily Mail reports, WikiLeaks has published hundreds more files today, which it claims show the CIA went to great lengths to discuss its own hacking attacks and point the finger at Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. The 676 files released today are part of WikiLeaks' Vault 7 tranche of files, and they claim to give an insight into the CIA's Marvel software, which can forensically disguise viruses, trojans, and hacking attacks. WikiLeaks says the source code suggests Marvel has test examples in Chinese, Russian, Korean, Arabic, and Farsi.
I think the Russian term is kompromat, and I think it's interesting that they have a Russian term, which is compromising information, and this is active in the sense that not only can they take things off your computer, they can put things on your computer. This is one of their techniques, is it not?
Yes, Americans should look to Europe, where this has happened quite a bit more frequently.
Based upon your expertise and knowledge, do you have, any of you have any doubt that it was Russia and Russian agents that perpetrated during the 2016 presidential campaign the hacks of the DNC and the best emails and the misinformation and disinformation campaign that place during the election?
From the observables we get at the victim sites, you can't always connect the dots. We can't show you a picture of a building. We can't give you a list of names of people who did it. We have to look at a lot of other factors, some of which is incredible amounts of detail. But we've got 10 years of observation here. We've seen similar behaviors in the past. My best answer is it absolutely stretches credulity to think they were not involved.
General Alexander?
I believe they were involved.
Dr. Reed?
I believe they were involved as well.
Thank you.
Former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to the internal information of my presidential campaign were targeted by IP addresses with an unknown location within Russia. That effort was unsuccessful. I'd also inform the committee that within the last 24 hours, at 10:45 a.m. yesterday, a second attempt was made, again, against former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to our internal information, again targeted from an IP address from an unknown location in Russia, and that effort was also unsuccessful.
Could this response to the validity of alternative news be just an attempt by the deep state to resuscitate the dying mainstream media? And is it fueled by the loathsome criminal politicians who feel the heat of the spotlight shining brightly on their previously unknown activities?
We have to educate our people that they can't believe everything that they read on the internet. And part of that is, I think, your very creative suggestion of a kind of Snopes, expanded Snopes to check the validity, so people at least know, okay, there's some likelihood that is untrue.
We need a State Department and a DHS website that immediately refute when falsehoods are put out. Mainstream media companies, we need to be working with them. What if they boycotted WikiLeaks collectively? What if they all didn't race to publish too quickly?
I'm not saying that Russia doesn't engage in cyber warfare, but diverting all of the blame toward Russia without addressing our own nefarious intelligence activities solves nothing. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Globalism is a private corporate takeover. That's why they're destroying.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're live. InfoWars.com, stations over 250 across the country. Sundays I come back. We've been doing this show 10 years, the other show for 20 plus. I come back 4 to 6 p.m. Been part of breaking hundreds of big news stories that turn out to be accurate. We've trailblazed a lot. We're accurate about 95% of the time. We try to be accurate. MSM tries to lie and tries to deceive. They have a 6%, 7% approval rating. Ours is much obviously higher. Our listeners over 80%. But when you deal with certain things like reading the news every day and you see stories in Europe about a building full of kidnapped kids that's found by the police and then nothing's happened. Or, you know, facilities run in Washington, D.C. that the state police, you know, find going into D.C., into Columbia, and into Maryland, and then it gets all shut down. I've been on air 22 years. I have seen thousands of these reports that hit the news and disappear. But President Trump, when he was campaigning, before he was President Trump, he was candidate Trump, and then President-elect Trump said, I'm going to go after the pedophile rings. You've seen the Catholic Church taken down by it. You've seen Penn State. You've seen Barney Frank. You've seen just countless examples. Dennis Hastert, Speaker of the House. You've seen mainstream news about the British Prime Minister and pedophilia. And Trump said, got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents, fast trial, death penalty. So Craig Sawyer, I don't even have time to follow the military and all the shooting shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel, but I knew who Craig Sawyer was. Famous Navy SEAL, 53 years old, led major groups, won't get into it, part of the dev group, that's still Team 6. He says, don't say that, that's pimping the tyrant. Well, I'm not pimping the Trident, so I'm not a Navy SEAL. The point is, a really prestigious, respected guy, also a federal officer, led task forces, you name it. He comes on, he was here a few weeks ago about other issues, just the state of America and what's happening. And then he starts getting a bunch of heat. You know, don't talk about the pedophilia. You better watch yourselves. He says, you know what? I'm talking to other folks in all these foreign agencies, our agencies. They know what's going on. They're part of the raids. That's the big news. They're part of the raids. They're witnessing it. They're in there. And I have hundreds of articles. If you're a TV viewer, InfoWars.com/show, I can be tuned in. I can show you the articles while he's talking. Once they raid them, there'll be one article. They catch a bunch of kids in bondage, sex slavery, you name it, snuff films, you name it, porn production facilities, kiddie porn. Nothing's ever in the news again. So they're pissed. Because Trump green-lighted this. It was happening before Trump even got in. So our military, our law enforcement is saying no. So he amasses this huge group. Tactical Insiders is his main site. He creates a new site. They launch it Friday. He raises a few thousand dollars, raises like $50,000 when he's on for 45 minutes. They kill the site, and then they sent, and Friday we weren't sure, maybe it's a mistake. Then they sent him a letter, which I'm going to show you. And they said, oh, there's legal stuff going on, we can't do it. No one's allowed to basically criticize pedophilia. No one's allowed to investigate it. Now, he's got GunFundMe, GunFund.me, that's raised $30,000. I've given $10,000. I'm going to give another $90,000, even though I'm not made out of money, because this is so important. When they try to block me, I go forward. So the rest of the hour, yeah, like just a 6 minutes till break, I want to give Mr. Sawyer the floor here. But if a federal officer and famous, highly decorated Navy SEAL, and just what's unclassified he's done, going way back to Desert Storm, and this guy's, you know, been around. He's one of those mossbacks, cannot talk on air and not be banned when he has five shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel, is the main guy on three of them. He's tried to get them to fund this. They won't do it. What's missing? The InfoWar. They're doing these raids. No one will cover it. They trust Sawyer. Then they'll let him blur out the faces, whatever, but get it out. That'd be the biggest story ever and would defeat them. So as a man, despite all he's gone through, he's got to cover it. He's got to break it down, as we've talked, you know, off air. So we're going to go to break in about 5 minutes. You've got the floor. Let's lay out what happened Friday, recap the background, what your sources are telling you, and what's happened since then.
All right.
So where do we start, Craig?
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you said you were going into the break. Yeah,
no, we're going to break in a few minutes, but I mean, you've got the floor. I mean, where do we start?
Well, where I started was with a crowdfunding campaign. You know, we're starting a nonprofit org, and the paperwork takes months to complete. And I'm impatient. I'm not willing to wait for that bureaucracy. There's opportunity waiting for us with federal and local law enforcement to go get busy. And so I thought, well, let's do crowdfunding until our nonprofit 501c3 paperwork is completed. And I started to do it through GoFundMe. Well, GoFundMe locked up my crowdfunding account, my campaign, before I was ever even done writing it up. And then no real explanation on why. And other people have written me and speculation and things that they think they know. But basically, the GoFundMe is what the people are claiming is that GoFundMe is a complicit or friendly to the pedophile.
Compromise.
So, whatever it is, I know that they weren't inclined to let me launch my campaign. So, somebody recommended another funding site called YouCaring, and it sounded so nice. So I thought, hey, man, these guys will get it. Put it together, launched it, and then live on the air with you. When we spiked up to about 50,000, I guess, and contributions, it went off air, and I asked them, hey, what was the problem there? And they claimed some sort of discrepancy with their protocols and their rules. And I asked them to articulate to me what that was, because we could simply fix that, you know. And they never would. And ultimately, they finally did send me back an email saying, you know, we basically reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, and we're not going to service your campaign. I thought, wow, you can't allow me to run a campaign that rescues children from pedophiles?
You can't support a major, respected former SEAL team leader and federal officer. You're not trusted now.
It's really bizarre, Alex. I mean, people, you think the American public can't believe this. I know what's going on, and I still can't believe the level of resistance. I mean, how can you caring not care about the children? Do they not care about the children whose lives are being shattered, who are being murdered and tortured to death by pedophile rings? Apparently they don't care. So it should be you uncaring. Very, very disappointing to see a platform like that pull this kind of stunt. They stopped our campaign right during the middle of an online spike of people wanting to help. So it really, really did disrupt what we're trying to do. But, you know, people are strengthening their own resolve. They kind of ticked a lot of people off. So now the support is even growing, because people don't like suppression, man. It's ugly.
Well, I mean, I don't want to sit here and, like, build you up too much. You're a humble guy. But, I mean, you're a well-known guy, main guy on a whole bunch of TV shows, super respected, you know, a SEAL team leader in the most elite groups. Everybody knows who you are. You've got all these great people backing you up, and that's what scared them is. In fact, we can give out that website that you created. When you show the About Us, with all these international agencies, all these Delta Force, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, CIA, MI6. I mean, these are people you know who are also everywhere around the world coming out and exposing it. This is finally a movement of the warriors of free nations standing up. That's why they're so scared.
Yeah, we've got a highly capable task force standing by of close personal friends who can't be bought out and intimidated. And I believe in being humble. I think that's the way that we should be. But I do have a wide scope of experience, and I've kept my nose clean. And so my credibility is high, thank God. And I'm just wanting to tell the truth here. I'm not looking to exaggerate anything. I don't have an axe to grind with any individual. I just want to share the truth and make it difficult for people to abuse children in the future. That's a pretty straightforward thing that any social media site or crowdfunding site should be able to immediately recognize and get on board with. So what's up with you caring and GoFundMe and Twitter and Facebook, who have radically suppressed my reach and output? So people at every one of those platforms appear to have a problem with good, decent American patriots defending children from pedophiles.
Well, let's talk about all your sources and folks when we come back and show the About page and talk about why they're so scared, what your sources are telling you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's time to reverse that journey to hell. Craig Sawyer, famous Navy SEAL, TV host, a big nature program, saving rhinos, you name it. Well-known, super respected guy, impeccable record, federal officer, counterterrorism, banned from trying to organize a TV show that he's been pushing for 2 years that he can't get any network to pick up, to privately go out and then interface with law enforcement that's doing the raids, that in the last 2 weeks I have a stack of like 30, 40 news articles, mainstream, AP, Reuters, local TV stations, where 100 plus here, 400 plus here, 20 here, 30 here, 50 here, not just child porn, mayors and state legislators, both parties, with the kids, sex slavery, four-year-olds, with guys lined up raping them. Sometimes they kill him. And, of course, Craig can't get into it. A lot of it's classified, but he's talked to his colleagues that are really serious people. And you saw, like, Salon come out last year and say pedophilia is okay, and the media say it's a sexual preference, and let us sexualize your kids. The reason this is coming to a head is it's blooming. It's blossoming right now. And you saw it in the WikiLeaks and the things that were there and in the media distracting off. So, Craig, I'm going to continue on this segment in the next to try to just go to you to break this down. But if you just joined us, listeners and viewers, because he got pushed, I guess, being on the show a few weeks ago and the rest of it covering this, he says, fine, I will do a crowdsource deal just to fund us to send crews out. People say, oh, you just want money. He's got a bunch of hit TV shows. The minute I cover this, they cut us off on Google, Facebook, you name it. They're coming after us. We're not doing this for money. We're doing this. That's why I gave $10,000 to it. Is because duty says I better do it. In fact, I've been obsessed with it for a long time because I understand it's a hallmark of what we're facing. So Craig Sawyer, Sawman, Navy SEAL, Patriot, looking at what your colleagues are telling you, I know you can't get into some of their ongoing arrests and investigations, but what they're finding, why they're horrified. Because as you know, Trump greenlights it. It happens the last couple months, but then nothing happens after. Why are they so upset? How much can you go into about how widespread this is and what's happening?
Well, you've been getting some of the information with as many as 3,000 or more arrests already just since President Trump took office. Now, that's a lot of pedophilia. That's a lot of corruption that's out there that nobody had done anything about until January. So, I mean, that's pretty strong indicator. It's upsetting as an American citizen to notice that our mainstream media is not covering it, that these arrests are happening. And it was a fantastic thing cleaning up the scum within our country and making it a safer for an environment for our children. And that's something that all the news media should be celebrating. Yay! We're having all this great success. And yet it's crickets. And that's what I'm learning and hearing from everybody that's been involved in it. Some big names and some people that are high ranking that people have never heard of that are just telling me, Craig, you know, we've done great things. And it's just sad that the American public does not get to hear about it and see the results and celebrate it. So it's strange that this is so quiet.
Well, it shows they're scared. I mean, I don't want to catch police and military's butt because I've been critical when bad government gives them bad orders, but I'm reporting the facts the last 5 years. That's been the military, the police, and intelligence agencies that have done 90% of the work with a small group of conservative Americans that actually have done it. And while you were talking, I was showing mainstream news about Belgium police confirming the elite aristocrats killed kids, tortured them, made them eat feces. I mean, this is the Daily Mail. This is so many cases confirmed with dungeons full of kids that the hardcore veterans see this and are so freaked out, they're wrecked for life. Like you said, they're seeing stuff they've never seen before in decades of combat.
Well, I think this product in one way of people becoming so wealthy and powerful that they surround themselves with people who will not tell them, hey, man, you're getting weird. You're getting way off on a goat trail here of stuff that's not acceptable anywhere. What are you doing? And I think they find like-minded people to surround themselves with.
They're criminals ready to kidnap kids and deliver them to them.
Yeah, more depraved.
Who's worse, the demon-possessed people that are doing it, the elites, or the scum that goes and grabs the kids to make the money? I think they're all the same.
Well, it's all working in concert to provide the end result, which is damage to the soul of our nation, our children. So I look at it as an attack on our nation. It's an attack on the future of our country, an attack on our children, our offspring. It's those that are involved are saying it's evil. Even the guys that aren't necessarily Christians or a spiritual background, they're like, Saul, I don't know how to explain this other than it's evil, what we're seeing here. This is clearly where the rubber meets the road between the clash of good and evil here. It's just wrong. I mean, how can anyone get so far off of the table, of the map, of anything that's morally acceptable by thinking that they can rape and murder infants and toddlers, torture them to death in ceremonies? I just don't understand how anyone could resign themselves to that being somehow okay on any level.
I had a family member who died, was a great patriot. And he was so beat over the head with Christianity. He was growing up. He kind of turned against it, thought it was BS. But then he was in special operations in Latin America and stuff. And he said, Alex, there comes a time when the evil's so clear you make a choice. And he said, he wouldn't tell me it was classified, but he said it was children and orphanages. And he said, that's when he turned against it. And I think that's the choice people are going to be forced as evil grows. It's going to get so bad. Even guys you know, who are atheists in special forces are finally saying, I don't know where it's coming from, man, but it's evil. It's got to be stopped.
Yeah. I mean, it can be just that simple. You know, there's a lot more to it. But I think for Joe Public out there who hasn't heard or isn't aware of this, because Lord knows the media is not going to tell them. The mainstream media is not informing our people anymore because they're owned by people that don't like the United States. And that's another thing that I wish that all Americans would do is do a little personal research on who owns all of our mainstream media, news media outlets.
Foreign countries, multinationals.
Who are they and what is their outlook of our country? And when people research it, they're going to go, whoa, we're getting our information, we're getting our news from our enemies, quite literally now. And it's hard for the average citizen to resolve, but that's what's happening. And it's not outside of the reach of the average citizen to research that and piece that together. It's not hidden, but so we got to realize that we're getting our news from a hostile source. And that's why we're not being empowered by being given the
power. All they do is demoralize us. Trump tries to turn the economy on. He delivers like in 60 days what Reagan did in 3 years. And the media calls him the biggest failure ever because he's not.
Yeah. If you hate a group of people, if you hate the United States, let's say, you would want to divide the citizens of the United States. You would want to demoralize them. You would want to destroy and undermine their patriotism and their trust in their government and their country. And you would want to break down their culture of hard work and success and their family unit of a loving mother and father that raise wholesome, well-grounded, solid kids who are productive. So we're really seeing a lot of that come out of our media. It's just negative, negative, negative.
Greg Sawyer, you're on fire. Let's come back and talk about where we go from here, because they have jumped the megalodon shark here. It's already backfiring, and I'm just so proud you're involved in this. I can't wait to see the success you're going to have.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears.
Craig Sawyer, Patriot, federal officer, former Navy SEAL. Five TV shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel. Has law enforcement sources, military sources that are involved in the public raids we're seeing that were already accelerating despite what Obama wanted, but have exploded the last 2 months. 2 months and 10 days. I guess we're like day 70 now, right? Day 71 that Trump's been in. Here's an AP article from today. With Trump approval, Pentagon expands warfighting authority. And I don't say this to impress people, but I told you January 25th that we talked to our CIA sources that are patriots. It wasn't classified, but it was in a private meeting. And Trump just said, here's the reports. Obama was sitting on 6 months of intel of al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, ISIS targets. all over the Middle East? And he said, do you want to hit these? And they said, yes. He said, hit them. And they said, don't you want to look at it? He said, you're Americans. I trust you. Hit them. And I told people that up front. We're not making this up. Here it is. Trump's hitting them. It's the same thing with law enforcement. He said, because a lot of this is DOJ backed. The feds under Obama were blocking state police, others, from going after pedophile rings, saying, oh, we've got federal investigations. Don't do it. Jerry Epstein, all of them, Bill Clinton. Now that's unblocked, and we've seen many times the arrest of pedophiles, not with child porn, folks. I mean with the little kids. That's in the news. I've been showing the mainstream news articles to you. So Craig Sawyer comes out, and within 6-7 hours of him putting it out, within 45 minutes of the show, they're in live time saying, oh, there's legal issues involved in this. We can't have you investigate pedophilia. So there's this massive bullying on the Internet, probably of them as well. I'm not saying they're involved. To not investigate it. So, Craig, let's get into this, and specifically in the next segment, what we do to counter it. But what this signifies, I keep asking, last week and this week, you have your sources. I have some of the sources. Back during the whole first stuff that came out on Podesta and the WikiLeaks, we had NYPD saying Wiener's being investigated for child porn, texting a 15-year-old. I had state police sit there in private feeds, show me the intel. I was just like, I can't even look at this. And then I'm sitting there looking at it, and then it comes out a month later, 2 months later. So I know these sources are real, and they're pissed, obviously. They've got it. I don't know about all your sources and the rest of it with all the task forces and stuff you're involved in, but you're pissed, they're pissed. We can show the about page that you've got up on your major site, where vets are trying to expose all this. We'll put it on screen. But what is it specifically? There it is, Veterans for Child Rescue. And it's got the National Security Agency, MI6, CIA, Department of State. You got the FBI. You got German intelligence, Rangers, Navy SEALs, Delta Force, and so many others. And they're there. And that's what scares them, because you're so credible. So, without getting into the – let's talk about the type of cases they're telling you about, or what it is that's upsetting them so much when they say this is pure evil. Because we see the arrest happening. And again, one of these stories should be top news for months, and it goes into a black hole.
Well, just look at the number of arrests, even without getting into the specifics of what's going on. Arrests on pedophile rings resulting in over 3,000 arrests in a couple of short months. That's a major frontline news story. So we don't even need to get into the sensitivity of the investigations and what's going on. Just the fact that it's going on to that scale is enormous. That's an enormous and significant event in the history of our nation. And it's a massive cleanup effort, and that should be celebrated. And my concern is why is it so quiet? And I think the American public has been conditioned through false information, mainly from one guy back in the 50s, Alfred Kinsey, inserted himself as a scientist on sexual education, and he was a pervert. He was a pedophile, and he cooked the books on his. He submitted falsified studies.
And Kinsey in psychology dominates today. He admitted that all sexuality was okay. If a 50-year-old man wanted your 5-year-old daughter, it was okay.
Yeah, he wanted to normalize what was in his sick mind, and so that's why we're teaching elementary school children horrible things, horrible perversions that they should never be subjected to until they're at least in high school. I mean, this is it's upsetting and it's shocking to decent people, because they're like, why does my elementary school child need to be subjected to that sort of perversion? And it's, they come home upset and horrified. Like, what? Papa, mommy, I saw this horrible thing today at school, and they're, it's just bad. And so with Kinsey's results and going into our laws, I mean, he went state by state changing laws. Our medical protocols and procedures are different based upon his studies. Well, look, in the court of law, if you present falsified evidence or information, that gets thrown out and things are revamped and you start that section over again. We need to do that in our country. We need to go through and wipe out everything that Kinsey submitted because it's false. And
let me ask you this question. You've got Castor, Speaker of the House, groom put in power, running a bunch of pedophiles for the Republicans. that are against Trump, the leadership. You've got the Democrats constantly being caught. You've got so many arrests and everything that I can't even keep track of it. And then MSM goes, oh, it's just conspiracy theory. No such thing as pedophilia. I think they're in a weak position. I mean, look at the Britons moving against them, Germany, Belgium. They're all moving against them. I think that's why they're striking back, is because they think they're in trouble.
I believe so, too. But they've got a short list of responses. Anytime that they're not in the right, you know, they'll call names and they'll try to attack the credibility of the witness. And so they want to attack the source. So no matter what information you bring, they're going to attack you and try to discredit you so that nobody sure. listens to the truth.
Well, we talked about this some 2 weeks ago at dinner, and I have my own sources, but it's in the news confirmed. Like, we find a bunch of kids in cages and 474 people arrested, and then 2 months later, nothing. Just hypothetically getting in, if you talk about Satanism killing kids, it's not just raping them. Satanists have been caught having women to get pregnant to create a child in secret and kill them. I mean, Belgium has been caught with kids in dungeons. And, you know, I've been showing mainstream news articles while I've been talking. But what are the things that the teams you're talking to freaked them out so much? So people get an idea of hypothetically what we're talking about.
Well, here's something that I want people to think about. When we talk about releasing information of what's coming out of these investigations and these arrests, one of the excuses is for not informing the public has been, well, the public couldn't withstand it. They couldn't take to knowing the truth. They couldn't handle it. Well, I don't subscribe to that mindset. I think we need to be adult enough to face whatever the reality is.
It's our children.
We can counter it. If the children are enduring this, we need to at least be able to face it in order to stroke stronger legislation to stop it and prevent it. So I think we've got to harden up a little bit. We can't be such fragile snowflakes that we can't bear reality and we hide from horrors and allow them to happen. Again, evil prevails not because of the few scumbags perpetrating it. It prevails because the majority of decent people who cower and do nothing. And we have to turn that around. We have to restart the culture of the American public of, hey, be assertive, be strong enough as a man or woman to face whatever reality is.
Well, like you said, we can't have this permissive environment for all this.
Yeah. Yeah. This needs to be not permit that we can't allow this to be some sort of creeping thing and normalizing it, because unless you, Joe Public, sir or ma'am, feel like you would have loved it to be tortured to death when you were a toddler or an infant, then you can't be on board with this. It's just as simple as that.
Because that's the bottom of the rabbit hole.
Unless you're willing to be tortured to death and you think that's great, then you can't condone this. So it's just as simple as that. This is not something that's just a sexual perversion or deviation. This is torture and murder. So it's something entirely different. This can never be okay.
That is the bottom of the barrel. That's what they do at the end of it. Well, let's come back and talk about what you're going to launch with this operation, why they're so scared of it. With Craig Sawyer, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. This is history. The resistance against evil taking place.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What is the empire? It's the private multinational corporations that have allied themselves with every authoritarian system like radical Islam. During the break, I was watching MSNBC in the break room, and they had like four women on a show, and half of them were wearing hijabs. There were these foreigners who barely speak English telling me how our president just wants to have her own sovereignties bad, but I can't go to Saudi Arabia and teach Christianity, or I'll be killed. Craig Sawyer's our guest. I have a stack here in just the last few weeks of more than 50 mainstream news articles. Per article, hundreds and hundreds of pedophiles reportedly being arrested with actual child slaves and British prime ministers and everything. And finally, the police and military are doing what we've asked them to do, speaking out, going after them. But it hits the judges, it stops. But now that Trump's gotten in, it's accelerated. So Craig Sawyer, retired top Navy SEAL, federal officer, and so much more. TacticalInsider.com will put up his site they're censoring, that despite their censoring has already raised over $70,000. Not that he needs the money. He's got TV shows. This is the fund going out, and the law enforcement that can't get media coverage will now get it. $31,000 on GunFundMe, GunFund.me. They just started that a day ago. $50,000 on the other, so I guess it's more than that. They killed that account on YouCare. I've shown TV viewers those news articles. So in closing, Craig, other points you want to make, where this is going. Their fear really shows me, and the censorship shows me, we're on target here, and how they openly sexualize children in the news, how they try to sexualize them in the schools. This is an attempt to train parents to accept the state and corporations and groups getting in the middle of our families. This is something big. What do you and your colleagues think is going on here?
Well, they're just protecting their lifestyle or their best interest, which is obviously not our best interest. You know, we got to figure out where all our kids are going to, all our missing children. This is obviously widespread. Over 3,000 arrests in a couple of short months. This is big. This is big. It's pervasive.
With kids most of the time. I mean, most of these arrests are with the 4-year-olds, with the 2-year-olds. Just like grown men are having sex with 2-year-olds? What the hell?
Yeah. So what they fear most, what my mission is about, Alex, is primarily exposure. We're going to run the operations. We're going to help with the investigations and the arrests. But I think with a dagger to the heart to this evil beast that I'm bringing is the exposure through shooting a docuseries that shows people what has been so effective.
That's what they're scared of. You're right. It's the exposure. Let's talk about that, how people support you. Because behind the scenes, I don't know how much I can say. You've got a bunch of hit shows, from Rhinos to Guns. You've been trying to do this for years. They know it's a hit. They just won't do it.
Yeah, they don't want to see it hit the air. They don't want to see it hit the public. So we're doing it very independently. A lot of it's very humbly done. You know, the website, everything. It's not big and flashy and fancy, but it's all about just getting it.
Well,
done
you have been
for
shut
real
down twice in the last 48 hours. I mean, it's kind of hard to have something all fancy when you're constantly getting hit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so good people are rallying around us and determined to help us get this out against all odds. So I'm getting more determined there. Every time there's pushback, man, I'm just turning up the heat. So I have seen federal crooks. I've exposed some things within the VA healthcare system. I've exposed things within the federal air marshal system.
Well, you're being polite. You're the guy that helped trigger the entire exposure the last 2 years.
Well, I think you may be overly complimentary. I appreciate that, Alex, but I'm just one guy trying to do his part. And I have blown the
whistle. Well, I know this. You're on air 45 minutes and they banned your campaign on my show. They are watching us.
Yeah, well, they know I'm serious. I've got the background and the track record to demonstrate that. And so I realize they're sitting up to take notice of what's coming. And, I don't put all of my team out there on this one. You know, some of my team, we put out there a little bit more for the Rhino Wars and the counter poaching operations. For this one, we're keeping a little, more low key because not everybody needs to know. We've got a lot of people. It's a scalable team and we can bring a really, really big effort on this, but we're going to start by a very, very focused,
and again, a lot of these guys are willing to do it on their own dime, everything, hotels, plane, everything. But they deserve, they're putting their lives in line for the funding. And so that's why you're getting the basic funding to launch the first operations to then interface with the people on the raids that are ready to finally break the media blockade and get it out.
Yeah, a lot of these guys have worked for the federal government or the military their entire lives. They're not wealthy guys. You know, they can't afford to quit work and just go do this as a hobby. They want to come help. And you know, we do need to cover the cost of the operations to pull this team together and make it happen. We're doing it. And thank God for the people that are pitching in and donating. We can make that happen. This is going to be a very honorable, very transparent.
Well, how can people not see how already scared they are? You've got a bunch of hit TV shows. You're super successful. Quite frankly, we talk privately. Let's just be honest. You know, you're going to be penalized in your own life for what you're doing. You just don't care because it's about kids.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I look at the result of what's happening to these children. How many of them are being murdered, tortured? I can't look away. I can't chase any other lesser existence. You know, people tell me, well, Saul, if you just didn't say the truth, you could get more Hollywood movies and television shows. And at this point, I look at them and I just say, I don't care. I don't care. I care more about the kids. And isn't that okay to finally at 53 years old go, look, man, I have to do the right thing here. I'm not Mother Teresa. I'm not a saint. I'm just a guy. But I am compelled to go and make a positive difference where I can. I've got a long history of training and preparation and skills and life's experience internationally in 55 countries. I can do a lot. in this, and that is what I intend to do. I'm going to bring it, man. And I'm surrounded by talent. Thank God for my team. I've got some great people around me, and we're going to make a dent in this. And we're already turning some heads. So with the public behind us, man, we can do this completely independently, and we'll get this out there and show people what nobody else has dared do to this degree, and to tell it. And I think the American public need to pull up their big boy pants, so to speak, and have a look and make themselves aware, so that they can put pressure on their elected officials to stroke stronger legislation against this act.
Absolutely. And it's not about worshiping Trump, but he has turned the DOJ loose. That's why they're after him. And that's why they're so scared. I mean, this is the real deal. We've got to support the president. They're after him right now.
Yeah, well, the president is representing us. We the people. We elected someone to clean it up, to drain the swamp. And that's what he's doing. And the least we can do is back him in it and pay attention and help celebrate it. So
that's right. Bottom line, there's a war happening now, and I was going to give 10,000. I did give 10,000. They say they'll quote clear that at UCARE, you know, whatever. But even we're not flushing money because they're attacking us on a lot of fronts. They cut off our Google advertising. I'm going to give $90,000 additional because I know they're pissed. I know they're, and I can't say it's an honor to do that. I can't think of a better place than to have the best patriots in this country go up against this. And, you know, who knows what happens with this project? They may shut us down. They may kill us. But out of that, like the Alamo, in my gut level, I smell victory. I'll be honest.
Well, I want to thank you for that, Alex. On behalf of the team, all the guys that can't be on camera that are part of this, you're helping them get into the fight.
But I'm honored. You understand.
Yes, sir. No, I know your heart's good, and I want to say this on your behalf. You've given me a very complimentary introduction. I appreciate that, but I want to honor you a little bit, and knowing you behind the scenes, that your heart is in the right place, and you're kind of loud, and you've got a style of speaking that not everybody recognizes as. I don't know. People take you differently, but I want to tell everybody out there that I know Alex behind the scenes, and I know he's trying to get the word out. He's trying to get the truth out to the American public, and his heart is good. So we all have different personalities. Not everybody responds to the same style, but Alex's heart is in the right place. And so I celebrate you, and I appreciate you, Alex, for that.
Well, I appreciate it. I was smooth like other people. I just get pissed. I work like 18 hours a day, and it resonates with some people. I just can't help it. I like, this is so important, all this stuff. I get pissed off, and people say, oh, why do you have so much energy? You know, the point is everybody doesn't have energy. It's basically dead already, but history's happening.
Yeah. Well, there's the quick and the dead, man. And those of us that make things happen, we don't collect a lot of dust. We got to move. And
Craig, we're going to stay in contact, and hopefully by the end of the week for the different sites. And again, the main site, we'll put it on screen. What's the best site for folks to go to with the GoFundMe and others to donate?
Yeah. Well, there's a donate page on vetsforchildrescue.org. And you've got to register on GoFundMe, and then you can donate. So a lot of people don't realize they need to register first. But if you register, then you can donate. And we are going to release, and we'll post it on our website tomorrow, a physical address for people that would rather do that.
I can't wait to see the information you guys release. This has definitely got the scumbags very, very afraid. Craig Sawyer, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. I appreciate your support.
Thank you. I want to thank the crew and everybody else and the listeners, because this is history happening right now. And support President.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. 7310. Again, 800-560-7310.